It is the Riot Podcast, and you might be able to tell I'm not Obadiah, I'm definitely not Nikki, I am Hudson, and I am recording the intro for this because they're a little busy. See, the Spring Fundraiser Overtime Edition is going on right now. We're trying to raise the last little bit, about a third of the money that we weren't able to get during the original fundraiser. So if you would like to help us out with that, you can definitely get your donation in. 8772-RADIO-U or radiou.com is how you can get in and donate. Coming up in the podcast, it's still a podcast as usual, and there's no me. It's all Obadiah and Nikki, plus an interview with Aaron from Come Wind, Jake from The Orphan the Poet stops by, and tons of other great stuff. So I think you're going to like it. So without further ado, it is the Worst of the Riot podcast. Enjoy.
Think of the worst thing in the world. Okay, now listen to a clip of the Worst of the Riot. That way it won't seem quite as terrible.
Over the weekend, I made a discovery, and I feel like this discovery in some ways is responsible for me not being able to really wake up today. This weekend, I took a nap with an electric blanket.
Oh, now there we go. It could be 100 out and it still would be nice to take an electric blanket nap.
I don't think I've ever used an electric blanket in my life.
You don't have to turn it up too high.
No, no. In fact, that was the recommendation. They're like, okay, if you're going to use it now, like it's turned up really high because like I use it to warm up the bed and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, but if you turn it down, you'll just get low level. So I turned it down, took the recommendation, turned it on, and then I laid in bed and I propped up a tablet. So I had like a movie going, and at first I'm just laying there watching the movie, but then slowly but surely I became drowsy, and I feel as if this drowsiness was in fact corresponding with the blanket heating up.
Sure.
And then as the blanket heated up and I began to warm up, I just became very lethargic. I mean, I'm laying it down, but even more so. And then I woke up like 2 hours later. I never nap for more than like 15 or 20 minutes. Oh no. Like,
it was a long nap.
Way gone a long time.
Do you kind of like consider this similar to, say, like the lobster in the boiling water pot, where the lobster just becomes, fights the nap and all that stuff, and then just gets so comfortable in the warm water, just dies.
Maybe.
Dies for 2 hours.
Is that all morning? It's all I've been able to think about. I've just been like, I just want to get back.
You can bring it in.
No. Because that's the other thing. Remember how I told you that one sweatshirt, you know, that I'm just thinking about a blanket when I wear it?
Yes.
Okay. If we switch from that sweatshirt to just a blanket,
And you're plugging it in everywhere you go. You're like, I'm sorry, is there an outlet? Oh, do you need to charge your phone? You're like, no, I'm sorry, it's for my blankie.
And I have like what everyone thinks is a lasso at first, but it's actually an extension cord.
It's the cord.
And so I'm able to plug it in and go wherever I want.
No, not worried at all.
Probably, I mean, I'm not going to say that that's a bad idea.
Mm.
It's probably not the right idea, but all morning, all I have thought is like, you know what, if we could just get done with this, get done with that, get over there. And I could go home and get in.
I could get back with that blanket.
Yeah, I could put it on me and then put that thing and then I would just lay there.
Plug it in.
Yeah, and then that would be great.
Well, you had a fun weekend, didn't you?
It was a very, very busy weekend, but I got to tell you.
And very warm.
I don't want to sleep at night with an electric blanket.
Sure.
I don't feel like I could take that. I'm actually to the point now I'm basically sleeping with a sheet. I get too hot at night, but something about the afternoon and the blanket. Wow. Dude.
It's something.
Is it so wrong? That's what I want to do. I want to abandon my post and go to the blanket. That's all I want.
This is the Worst of the Riot.
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
Nikki, there's a trend. Now, here's the thing. I feel like because it's a hair trend, I'm going to tell you about it.
Sure.
You knew about it 6 months ago, and it's just now trickling down to us, the plebs.
Probably.
The little people.
Probably not. I'm not really into hair trends too much, but let me just see. I'm not really. I might have heard of it, but I'm not into it.
That is like you telling me, like, I don't really like purses. They're not a thing.
Or bears. I just don't care for bears.
Okay. The trend is you get under your hair.
Oh, the design shaved into the bottom of your head?
You get a cat shaved into the base of your
neck.
That's
been popular, or at least designed.
See,
that's not a trend, though. I mean, that's been around for a while.
No. I was reading up on how, like, there's this one Russian Instagram person who's, like, very, very popular in Asia, and it has led to a ton of people getting these cat designs shaved into the back of their head.
So basically, it's the back bottom part. So if you have long hair,
right.
If you lifted your hair up, then you would see the design. But if you had your hair down, you would not see the design.
That's right.
So it's the under part of it.
So?
No. I don't think I could ever. I don't think so. I don't know.
No?
I don't put my hair up enough to make it worth it.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't put your hair up. This is just... So
for my own personal?
So, yeah, that's right. So, like, on the inside,
no
you just know.
No one does anything and for then, their own personal thing. I'd be doing that so people could see it.
Eric would take pictures of it.
Yeah.
And as bands and different people came in, you would be like, oh, hey, that's a nice tattoo. Do you have anything shaved in your head? Check this out.
What about this? And then
check
I would have my hair up day.
Yeah.
No, if I really did put my hair up more, maybe, but I don't, so.
You're just not feeling it?
No, I'm not.
Oh, man.
It's a neat trend, though. It's neat to see what you can shave into the back of your head.
I can remember when I was in junior high, my friend's cousin, I got to meet her, and she had long hair, but it was shaved underneath, mm-hmm. like her long hair. She was so beautiful. I was so smitten.
You got a smitten look in your eyes.
So
you're still remembering that.
She was so punk and so amazing. I still remember meeting her and just
so
being like,
funny.
Wow,
you've got your head shaved there.
So, I mean, the only way, ladies, that you're going to top that is you got to get a cat shaved into your head.
And at first, I didn't think, you know, guys would maybe find this desirable, but apparently guys do like this.
Well, I mean, maybe not the cat.
Sure. Little cat lady thing. You can't bear to part from a cat.
The fact that you have a cat shaved in your head, it actually might serve as a warning symbol.
Sure.
Almost like you've been branded. Like, well, this person's crazy.
You can get a design if you don't want to start with the cat thing. Maybe start with a design first.
Yeah, here's another girl. She's got a big flower.
Mm.
And then she puts her hair down and it's perfectly fine.
That's like day wear. But then if you want to let loose, put your hair up, then they can see your design.
I feel like it's one step away from business up front, party in the back. Like
it is.
You're super close.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying you're close.
Pass on this trend and just stick what I have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's fine, but I'm just saying, like, Nikki, if you want to...
It's not cool enough.
Well, if you want to take it next level...
then maybe that's what I need to do.
Do you want to live here or do you want to move forward?
Ever wonder how Obadiah spends his days off?
It's just me in a castle. I got to fight like 1,000 wizards. The only way to beat them is to punch them as hard as I can in their faces.
And while he does that, you can enjoy this Worst of the Riot clip.
There's Batman v Superman, and then there's Captain America versus Iron Man, except they're not calling it that. All right, they're calling it Captain America Civil War. So that comes out on May 5th. It's the other versus movie. But here's the thing. Batman v Superman, all these people, I don't know if I like it. I don't like it. It's the worst. There's all this. And people are, but Superman is good. But I want to like it. I don't want Zack Snyder to make the next one. I don't know. I'm conflicted. And on top of that, DC Comics and Warner Brothers, well, I guess it's really Warner Brothers. They were like, hey, don't you tell anybody about this movie yet. Okay. They had a really strict embargo kind of leading up to the movie. I can't remember. It was a few days before they let the reviews drop. Marvel had a screening of Captain America Civil War over the weekend, and they were like,
so far in advance.
They were just like, hey, just tell everybody.
Because they assume that the reviews are going to be so much better because all the other Captain America stuff had been so well received.
Well, at this point, everybody's like, it's the best!
best ever. They were very confident.
I'm crying. It's so good.
It's the exact opposite of Batman versus Superman.
It is absolutely a uniform fountain of love for people that are like, oh, it's so good.
Which is how it's been for the other Captain America stuff. I mean, that was so well received.
I know. And it's just one of those things where you can just feel the people at Marvel that are just like, oh, we'll show you.
we'll get back one day.
You made a little movie. That's nice. We'll tell your little friends about your little showing and your little controversy. In the meantime, here's people shaving Captain America in the back of their head. All right. Here's the Captain America rules tattoo. Here's the everything. People are getting there. And wow. So everybody seems to really like it. Now, of course, we still have 3 weeks to go. And then here comes like the Superman defense squad who are like, hey, let me tell you what. That was a staged event. And those people were paid to say something nice. You mean like the rumors?
Reviewers and stuff?
Yeah. No, that's the allegations that would come out.
Sure.
Kind of like the big push that Warner Brothers had to get people to go see Superman a second time. All of a sudden, all those critics popped up online that were like, oh, we went to see it again, and here's what we thought the second time.
And you got to drive to the movie the second time in your new car.
Right. They're actually, you know what, there's
little
always allegations.
Like that, but that's with every movie.
But they, as far as I know, there actually are not any full reviews that are posted. But what they did do was they were just like, yeah, tweet all you want, but tweet all you take. So a lot of people were tweeting after the screening and people were
So far, so good.
People have been very excited about it.
Held the screening so far in advance.
I know. It feels like swagger.
Are you going to go see it?
Oh, yeah.
Tickets bought?
No, not yet. But I mean,
I do feel like this misses the hype for like the normal person who's not normal, but the person who's not in the comic book movie hype system.
I agree with you.
Like,
I don't.
I got talked to about Batman vs. all the time, just constantly. From merchandise and everything I would see. But for Captain America, I just really don't get anything from it.
Well, you're still, 3 weeks out.
Maybe I will.
I'm sure we'll probably see like a bigger push. I agree with you. I don't feel like I see it anywhere. So maybe that's something that's coming later. The other thing is, at least for me, it was never. I'm not excited about it. I'm going to go. Like, I'm looking forward to it. I feel confident it's going to be good.
Maybe it takes away some of the mystery because you know it will be a good movie.
Maybe it does.
Like, with Batman and stuff, it was like, will it or will it not? Or will it be the best thing ever? And it was what it was.
Winter Soldier was my favorite Marvel movie.
Yeah.
I have watched it more than any of the others. Like, I just think it was really, really good. So, they're saying this is a better Avengers movie than the last Avengers movie because it's got everybody in it. So, Marvel's just like, hey, here's a little stank in your eye, guys. It's working.
You're about to listen to more Worst of the Riot. It won't be your worst decision today.
I just found a bag of fireworks in the men's restroom. Would you guys like to light them off?
Dude, I don't know if I would be up for this or not. In theory, I would be way, way up for this, but I feel like in practice I would be too afraid. There's a company in Holland called U-Boat Works, W-O-R-X, and they have just launched 3 private submarines, which they are calling luxury subs. 2 of these subs can dive 3,740 feet deep.
Okay.
And so we're talking, that is 3.5 Eiffel Towers
down
under the water. And they say that kind of the idea behind these submersibles is, like, let's say you go on a luxury cruise. Well, the cruise goes out to a certain point, and then they stop for a while, and certain people that have paid extra will climb in this sub, and it's going to take them downtown.
So as long as they're not saying, oh, this is a new way to travel. So instead of, like, plane and railroad and boat, you could just take your submarine.
So this will be it. So it's...
We've talked before. If you've never been on a sub,
well,
you don't want on a sub.
I mean, yeah, but like the subs you and I have been on were like old.
This is a private one. I don't know. I don't see them that they've gotten any bigger.
Well,
unless you're like, this is the biggest private sub we've ever had.
Man, Nikki, it's too scary. I think being under the water like that sounds scary. Don't you think it sounds scary?
It's the same fear I get if you were to put me in space. It was just, you can't, if something were to happen, there's no way to fix the problem quickly without you having to like surface.
Yeah.
Or.
Yes, you're, I mean, you're the,
and then you're so far down.
You're there.
Surfacing is very difficult.
Oh my gosh. So let's see. They are designed to international standards and can be operated nonstop for up to 12 hours. It's battery powered. So they're saying, look, we're not going to be causing any trouble with, you know.
But like the batteries the leaking in the ocean.
Right. They're saying, well, basically, like, it's not, there's not going to be any pollution from us being down there.
Gotcha.
So everybody relax on that one. It's only going to cost you about $60,000 to take a ride.
That's
on.
Nothing.
You don't think so?
For a submarine, your own private one? That's just great. I could see a lot of cruise ships paying the money for that.
Okay, you know what? I actually, like, hang on. Let's back up just a little bit. The $60,000 thing is for the private Titanic tours that they do. They will take you. Now, these subs that we're talking about here, they don't go that deep.
Gotcha.
But they do have submarines that will go that deep.
A premium sub.
Yeah, and that one's about $60,000. So they have taken 40 people, mostly housewives and technology billionaires. They say those have been.
I like people. The housewives part of it.
Their quote, not mine.
we're talking bored housewives who have a lot of money?
I guess. Whatever. I want to just be bored and have a lot of money. I still wouldn't have the courage to take the trip down to the Titanic, but it's the
but
same.
But you want the option.
The same company that does that is now offering this, and this would be something that, you know, see the bottom of the ocean. You're half a mile down. Actually, what, 3/4 of a mile down? Too scared. Very wimpy. Can't do that. Won't be able to make that happen, but man. When other people are like, I went on a Caribbean cruise, you're like, I was at the bottom of the North Atlantic. Scary.
What you should be doing right now is hunting your next meal out of doors. Since you're not,
you might as well listen to the worst of the riot.
This morning, Nikki really only cares about one thing.
Well, no, there's a few. I care about you guys.
No.
That's every day.
That's not true. tell them what you're working on, Nikki.
No, I'm just looking at the menu. Just a little hungry.
See, so Nikki booked her vacation, like her trip for the summer. She's going to be routing through Dallas.
First time through Dallas.
So she says
I think.
Wait. Don't they have a Whataburger at that airport?
I want to try their biscuit with the honey spread or whatever it is, because I hear the most about that. I want.
I've never had that.
I want that.
Burger.
So I'm just curious, do they have
honey
that?
Honey butter chicken biscuit. Whataburger, honey butter chicken, honey butter chicken.
Do they offer that biscuit like at all hours at the airport? Doesn't it look just extravagant?
It looks so good.
I want the glaze. I want that honey butter stuff.
It really does look good.
Yeah, so I think.
Oh, that looks good too.
When do I go through Dallas? I think it's.
How about the honey barbecue chicken strip sandwich on Texas toast?
Mm-hmm. I think I'll be there a little bit before lunchtime, depending on the time difference. So maybe they'll still offer it, but. Remind me when I go.
What time do you think you'll be there?
I can't remember what the time difference, what it would be. I'm going to guess maybe 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Biscuit time.
I mean, it should be.
That's biscuit time.
Plus, I mean, if you're going to be in an international airport, you got to be willing to, you know, adjust time zones.
They
just
always
a little
have
bit.
To offer that stuff.
Yeah. Says who?
Airport rules. Don't you know that?
I hope.
No, that's why, like, if you want to be at an airport at certain ones. I mean, if you're in a small airport, then I don't think you have to follow or play by the rules. But, you know, the one where you have to be open at certain hours. So you have to offer breakfast menu items.
Yeah. Nikki, here you go. Here's a photo from Reddit that says, the first thing I did after my wedding was drunkenly order a honey butter chicken biscuit. And there's a woman in her bridal gown standing at the counter.
Sure.
At Whataburger.
At Whataburger.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if anybody else has tried that honey spread and the biscuit, that's what I want to get.
It really does
look
good.
Even though I know it won't taste the same as like what the picture looks like, but I'll get one. I'll try it.
Okay, but you know, not everything's disappointing all the time. Like, for example, and I know what you're saying, like, oh, Daya, that doesn't sound like you.
That sounds surprisingly optimistic.
I know, but that's because I have been to Chick-fil-A and I've had their...
The honey butter
biscuit
things?
The little honey butter biscuit bite things. Let me tell you what. Oftentimes, I'm accused of, again, like saying the following phrase. It wasn't as good as I wanted it to be. When it comes to those things at Chick-fil-A, I can say it's always as good as I want it to be.
But
the only disappointment is when I run out.
But the question is, I'm running the risk. Because this is a Whataburger at an airport. It's different at the airport.
Well, the other thing that you're going to have to ask yourself, and this is where it gets really scary, is do they have the full menu?
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't know.
Sometimes it's limited.
Yeah. They'll be like, I'm sorry, sir. We only offer hamburgers with ketchup and a French fry. Only one fry per customer, sir. This is the airport.
And that'll be $80.
And it's $80.
For security reasons, you may only be allowed one French fry.
You should actually be thanking us for being here at all.
Yeah. So, well, I'll have to look. But when I saw that I'm being routed through Dallas, I'll give a Whataburger a try.
In fact, I believe the conversation we had was, I'm going to go to Whataburger, and then I'm going to get off the plane and go to In-N-Out.
Yeah, I'm just going to have In-N-Out the same day. So that is...
Honestly, it makes me a little angry.
Because you can't have it?
Because I'm not doing it. God, Mike.
Whataburger and In-N-Out in the same day. I want one more, so then I can make it like a trifecta.
Oh, you know what?
What else did I do?
Well, you could start your day doing the Chick-fil-A thing.
I'll do a Carl's Jr.
No.
Every so often, Carl's Jr. and I have a little fling.
Jack in the Box.
No, I don't want Jack in the Box. We broke up.
I know, but that's why it's a fling. You're just back together for like one day.
When you travel.
You know what I mean?
I didn't think I'd see you again.
Right? You just bump into each other and the next thing you know, you're having a taco. You know?
And an egg roll.
A taco and an egg roll.
And a milkshake.
And some tater tots.
And some tater tots. All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
And some Chinese food. You get everything.
I feel like I need to pick three places in that one travel day.
Okay. Well, I actually feel like you could start at Chick-fil-A and that would be... I mean,
start
that's
with a breakfast.
That's regional. You can't get Chick-fil-A everywhere.
That's true.
It depends on where you are. So maybe you start with breakfast, get some of those little honey butter chicken things, and you're like, but I'm going to get another honey butter biscuit.
What are you saying, guys? You can always get more biscuits.
Limiting yourself? Is that the conversation?
Is that how you live your life?
Gosh. Let me tell you what, you can do honey butter chicken all day for days with a glaze. It's fine. The glaze, it makes it okays. Know what I'm saying?
I'm going to take it to the bay.
What are you saying?
Oh, that's just cute.
All right.
Well, there we go. That's just something that's in the hopper.
Hey, can I go on your vacation too?
You can come with me. You can hop in the bag if you want.
Can you imagine how awkward it would be? You, me, and Eric.
We've been on vacation together.
I know, but I feel like at some point Eric's going to be like, listen, it's all funny, but it's time for you to go.
To go away.
Well, maybe I just hop the plane and then I'll just see you guys back when it's time to fly.
Yeah, we'll just meet up. That'll be fine.
Yeah. Actually, Eric would love for me to be there. Nikki would have the problem.
There's a lot you might not know about Nikki.
At 16, she won the gold, turned pro, and was named one of Barbara Walters' most fascinating persons of 1994.
See what else you can learn by listening right now to The Worst of the Riot.
How long do you think it takes Domino's to make a pizza?
Actually cook it or assemble it?
Cook.
Cook it?
Okay. Well, I wanted to make sure because there's
like
a very specific number. Yep.
I would say maybe what? 5 or 6 minutes?
7 minutes, 15 seconds.
Ooh, precise. So,
but I mean, it makes sense, right? You figure they're all going in the same kind of oven. They're all the same kind of ingredients.
Yeah.
So they have a very specific amount of time that they want that pizza to cook. And it is 7 minutes and 15 seconds. Right now, Domino's in Australia, which apparently is where they do all their research because they don't have enough laws down there. I mean, that's just speculation.
That's speculation. That's not true.
I don't know. But they are currently working on what they call Project 310. And the idea is, how can we bake that pizza, not in 7 minutes and 15 seconds, but 3 minutes and 10?
I feel like it's there was a movie I saw where the call center thing, where they were trying to get the call center time.
Really?
Like down the clock time.
Yeah.
So I feel like Domino's is trying to get the clock time down.
They probably are.
Like just to get more pizza out faster.
So Project 310, they say that right now they have a prototype that has gotten the pizza down to 4 minutes and 10 seconds.
How? So, I wonder. Like pre-cooked crust or something? Or
well, they say that this is a quote from the story. The science behind it comes from smart ovens that, quote, add heat directly to the pizza at the right amount of time, and it speeds up the baking process. So they're looking at, I mean, I don't know, like, I don't know. Like, how do they do it?
That could be maybe really good, because there's a Domino's near us where I always look at lunch. Sometimes we'll go to the cheap Chinese place next to it.
Right.
But I always think, well, you know what sounds good?
Why don't we just get a pizza?
But then I always assume it's going to take like 20 minutes to get one. So there's not enough time at lunch. But if you knew at lunchtime you could get like a 3-minute pizza,
you'd probably go for it.
Then maybe you would be more willing to.
I don't know. You know, Domino's to me is the worst pizza. Which
well,
it actually.
Thank you. You're so sweet.
But see, I think that comes down to, and I could be wrong, like, it was just that in college, there was a Domino's pizza, and they would sell you, was it like, a large pizza for $5, and they would deliver it.
They pulled a Little Caesars?
$5 or $6, yeah. Well, it was only, you would have to tell them you were calling from the college, which
and,
of course,
yeah,
you know, they should figure that out when they deliver it to you, but that's fine.
So you had to email them your college ID or something every time.
But they would give you a discount on pizza. But I think that once a few years ago, Domino's had Vatican II, and they sat down and figured out how to make the pizza better. And they did whatever. They put this stuff on the crust now.
It's
like
garlic butter or something.
It's like a drug, and I'm licking the crust, passed out in the corner. Like, I love it so much. It's so good. So now I really like Domino's pizza, and I say let's eat it now. Let's just go ahead. Can you get it for me in 4 minutes and 12 seconds?
That's what I think is funny. They're having meetings. I'm like, I don't want it if it's not under 4 minutes. But then also the other side of me goes, well, you know, I don't mind paying a little bit more for a quality pizza, and it doesn't have to come to me in like 3 minutes. I don't mind waiting a little bit for quality, but I feel like they always want to push us to the other end.
Don't you think that by them saying like, hey, we want to make this pizza in 3 minutes, that they're going after a very specific customer?
Yes.
That's
not me.
And they're not going like, you know, for a couple more dollars, I could have quality. They're going after somebody that's like, hey, if I paid a couple dollars less, what could you take off and have it still be a pizza?
Yes. Not quality or quantity with that, but.
They have a very specific kind of person in mind. And then they have me, who is just like, if you put more of that butter stuff on there,
I'll buy it. I'll take it.
Go on.
Can I have that instead of the pizza sauce?
I don't need the sauce, just more butter and garlic.
Instead of the next Worst of the Riot clip, Obadiah has a special presentation for you.
I ever tell you about my Star Trek script? The Enterprise is 5 parsecs out of Rigel 12.
On second thought, here's that Worst of the Riot clip after all.
Nikki, I'd like us to take a little time to talk about somebody that's super near and dear to my heart. Dora the Explorer. I don't know if you're familiar with her. She likes to explore. She likes to try new things. She likes to look at the world and learn about things like, hey, what's this plant? Yeah. Tobacco? What do you do with it? Well, people dry it and then eventually take the leaves and toast them and then roll them with paper. Whoa, what do you do with them then? Well, you make these long cancer sticks that people then light up and inhale the smoke. I want to try.
Now, this was actually, they were vaping.
I'm sorry.
Not smoking cigarettes. But, the voice actress, which is the biggest laugh, the voice actress for Dora, which is a kid's show, got caught vaping.
Got caught.
I think she's 14 or something.
Vaping in the bathroom.
Did you see the vaping pit? It was a caramel flavored water with it. It's like, hey, all right. But yeah, they were using a vaping pen to inhale the flavored water with it. And they were caught and...
In the bathroom?
In the bathroom.
Where's the bathroom? It's the map. Check the map.
What was your backpack thing? Or
where does Dora keep her cigarettes? Backpack.
It's just so sad. I mean, you okay there? You all right?
I really want, if I had the budget, I really want to make an animated parody of this. Like Jimmy Kimmel, somebody has, they have to be making this right now. This whole thing where Dora's vaping in the bathroom and she gets caught.
Apparently there was a couple of girls who were vaping, and the girl who voices Dora got special treatment and was not kicked out or something while the other girls had problems. So there's now a lawsuit around perhaps favoritism with that.
I don't know if you guys know this, but it's important. She has to stay there. She's a prestige student.
Yes, of course.
Not like the rest of you plebs.
Non-voice actresses for kids' television programming.
Worthless you are. So she went to, what's the name of her school? Manhattan Avenues, the World School. And
prestigious sounding.
It sounds like a mall.
Doesn't it?
Hey, welcome to the World School, okay? And, yeah, $47,000 a year.
That's a lot.
And that's just for high school. Mm-hmm. Gosh, man, Nikki, like, you realize that for most people, we practically live in the dirt. We live in a dirt hut.
That's not most people, though.
Yeah, no, like,
there's a smaller amount of those that are vaping in their prestigious high school.
I guess it's true. Isn't that so the thing?
They're not even vaping their normal stuff. There's just caramel.
caramel and gold. Like, I vape gold.
Caviar. It's like when no one even gets
caramel
to vape.
Caviar.
Yeah. Like, you're doing leftover vaping stuff. Like, you can't even afford it.
Oh, my gosh.
I always just assume vaping is for a lot of people, too, that are quitting smoking. So. It was even like, well, wow.
You know, Nikki, as a voice actress, there's a lot of pressure to have a deep, full sound.
Yes.
So she's probably been smoking since she was little, and now she's moved on to vaping.
That's what really gave that golden Dora voice.
Yeah. No, Nikki, all the cool kids at the private school are vaping in the bathroom.
See, cliche. It's like I'm in a teenage movie. A tween. Not even teenage, a tween.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look for this to be on the CW.
Oh, man. I know people are into it and it, you know, whatever. But like anytime anybody tries to put pressure on me to do something, I might end up breaking your pen in half and throwing it in your face.
Well, this is just because every time I envision the steampunk sort of vaping contraption.
You envision Key and Peele.
Yes, I do. They did this really funny one.
You see Key and Peele in the bathroom with Dora and a vaping pen.
It's just that's what I am envisioning with it.
But. Yeah. So, again, some people are mad that she didn't get in as much trouble as everybody else. But, you know, at $47,000 a year, when you go home and tell your parents you've been kicked out, they're thrilled. It's like, finally, you're going to public school. Dad's never. Getting a Porsche.
Thanks for finally doing that.
You just listened to some of the worst of the Riot. But there's more where that came from.
I know. I checked online.
Get the full experience at riot.radiou.com.
Let's talk about that teaching degree that you got and you're not doing anything with. Or maybe right now you're in school and it's
working
like,
hard.
You should get a teaching degree and I'm going to tell you why. Honolulu has a massive teacher shortage. They say that next school year, there will be 1,600 vacancies in the Hawaii school district.
Who doesn't want to work in Hawaii?
1,600 vacancies.
That means that they probably won't say no, even if you're not the best teacher.
They say that the biggest problem that they have with keeping teachers, and this makes total sense, take a guess. What do you think it is?
They don't get paid enough money to be able to then afford to live on Honolulu.
That's exactly what it is right there. They don't pay their teachers enough for them to be able to live in Hawaii. And so what ends up happening is basically people get excited, they move to Hawaii, spend a year, realize that they can't afford it and leave.
That's it.
And sometimes it's so bad that they abandon their teaching contracts in order to leave.
It must really not pay them enough. But Hawaii, I mean, it's just so expensive to live there.
Yeah, well, especially Honolulu. They say that Honolulu is...
It's touristy.
Yes, and so the fact that they need people to live there to educate the students, to support the infrastructure, to whatever, like, people can't afford to live on Honolulu. So they call the teachers that come there one-year wonders.
Mm.
Come for a year and then they leave. But, hey, guys... living in Honolulu for a year.
I mean, like, 1 year, go ahead and try it.
I mean, you could sleep on the beach, you could whatever.
Get a second job, do something.
You know, being a teacher is like, they work all the time. They're the cosmic killjoy, right? We're like, hey, I make learning fun. And you're like, but I hate all learning. And you know, all that stuff. And so, I don't know. But then you get summers off, and when it's summer, you're in Honolulu.
So it's great.
Yeah, okay. I'm ready to go back. I mean, I've got an undergrad. I get a master's of education and just teach. And you know, when I'm trying to pay off that $100,000 loan to get that degree, I'm sure all the money will be there.
Where you're just making enough to not even live, apparently, there.
Yeah.
You won't be able to pay anything off.
Yeah, I'll just live, like I said, on the beach, a lean-to, you know, until the people at the resort come and
I was going to say, they're working on that there as well, that they have a big problem.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so you're not allowed to do that. So yeah, they got you there.
Problem with the homeless population, it turns out it's just all the teachers that couldn't afford to live there. That's a bummer.
Since you enjoy listening to Obadiah and Nikki when they aren't even here, maybe you should follow them on Twitter. Find their feeds and more on the Riot page at RadioU.com.
We have this morning the unique opportunity, nay the privilege.
The honor. The glory. goes to speaking with him.
Yeah, Jake from The Orphan the Poet. Hello, Jake.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing very good. It's been a while since I've talked to you guys.
I know. We always love talking with you. It's been too long.
You guys always get David, and I'm excited to call and I had to fight him over this.
Well, we're glad that you brought that up, because we really did want to request you specifically, we didn't want him to feel bad, so we're glad that you took the call.
Oh, no. I locked him in the basement. He wanted to grab the phone, but can't. So.
He's an interview hog, isn't he?
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Tell us some more terrible things about David while we're on the subject.
Aww.
It's interesting you say that. No, I can't say any terrible things.
No. You can. And you actually, the funny thing is.
You now have a platform to actually do it.
And I can tell that you actually had something. You just thought about not saying it.
All right. Let me see.
So you have to initially go with the moment.
I'll tell you one terrible thing about David is. He and I got into a little bit of a tiff on tour once because he and I buy the same brand of underwear.
Yeah.
And I caught him stealing one of my underwear. And
Jake,
he wouldn't give it back to me.
Never,
and I knew it was mine.
Wait. You wanted it back?
Well, maybe it hadn't been worn yet.
It hadn't been worn yet.
Okay.
I noticed it was missing out of my book bag, and then, you know.
Now, how'd you know it was yours?
I mean, I can just tell, you know, even though they're the same color, the same brand, sometimes
same
you can
size.
Tell what, yeah, it shapes your body a little bit more, you know, when you wear it.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
A couple of days in a row on tour, so.
Those were yours, okay.
Right. So just, I mean, I don't want to get into this whole, you know, brand identity. Well, okay, wait, before we get into that. So what ended up happening? Did he admit that he did, in fact, steal your underwear?
After a couple days, he admitted, and we had a day off in Arizona, and he ended up buying me a new pair of underwear.
That's good.
And he kept that one.
Okay, so it's been, things were mended afterwards,
yes,
right?
The beef has been squashed.
Okay. That would have been embarrassing if The Orphan the Poet, like, why'd you guys disband? Why'd you guys break up? It's like, well, we bought underwear, it was the same, and he took
it. The great underwear debate.
Yes.
Hey, man. It gets real when you're on tour.
I know. Things get escalated very quickly when you are around somebody so often.
So,
absolutely.
What's your brand?
Well, I've switched to, there's a Target brand of underwear. It's Mossimo is what it's called.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, they offer different colors. Right now I'm wearing ones that they got little hams and turkeys on them, and that's nice. they're just snug and nice, and I don't know. They make my butt look good.
Hey, man.
That's all you could ask for on tour.
Now, here's the question I got to ask, though. Like, do you take the guys from the band underwear shopping with you so you can be like, hey, can you tell me which one of these do you feel like makes my butt look the best?
I'm not going to say that we all haven't gone into Target together to buy underwear, but you have downtime on tour, and, you know, you need to, like, kill time, and Target's there, and they have everything.
Listen, OB, bands be shopping.
Bands be shopping!
That's just how it is.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The other thing you might think about is some more Belfies on your Twitter feed.
Yeah, so I don't think people do that as much anymore.
Well, it's time to bring it back. So
We'll see. We'll see.
All right. No promises, but you might want to start following on Twitter, guys.
See what you get.
Real talk. So we're talking to Jake from The Orphan the Poet about his underwear. And
it just happened. It just was, we organically started talking about that. That was fine.
Yeah. So, you know, since the last time we talked, what have you been up to? Anything good?
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff coming up soon that I can't say much about.
Oh, good. But, great. Perfect. Awesome. Tell
thank
us.
Thank you so perfect time much to be on the radio, for telling yes. us all about that.
But we have new music coming soon.
Yay, that's good.
We just picked the first single that we're going to release, and if we fully decide on the one that I think we're going to go with, I'm excited for you guys to hear it, because it's my favorite song. So.
Now, what if you pick one of the other songs that's not as good?
Well, then I'll just murder David.
Okay.
Not as exciting, Obi.
Well, I'm just saying, like, yeah. In our next interview, since this is obviously a trailer for the actual interview about the music,
yeah.
If it's not the song that you wanted picked, will you tell us that? Like, this isn't the song I wanted. It's not as good.
Yes, I'll totally tell you.
Because I don't.
You're trying
I don't
to cause
think,
conflict.
No, because I don't think he will. I think that he'll
like,
be
no,
like,
"This is the one
this
I loved
is it,
all
dude.
Along.
This is the one.
It's the best ever.
Keep playing it and buy it. It's the best." I know it's a difficult position, Jake. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm excited. I'm excited for you guys to hear this stuff.
Now, for the news, like, will that, it's maybe coming at least details in the next few weeks, or we're talking next couple of months, or hours, or what?
Next few weeks,
next
months,
few weeks.
Probably at the latest.
Okay.
Okay. Right on. Right on. So you heard it here first. The Orphan the Poet is going to, sometime in the next days to months,
we'll be unveiling some of those details, which for new music, we'd be very excited to hear.
World exclusive!
All the details.
It's huge.
Now, of course, the other news for Radio U Ohio, Come Wind, and The Orphan the Poet, you guys are playing this Friday in Columbus at the Woodlands Tavern. So if you want details on that show, you can check out RadioU.com.
Yeah, so you know what, Jake? It has been enlightening to talk to you today.
Thank you. Yes, likewise.
I feel like I've learned a lot, and I'm not going to lie to you. I may consider Target for my next underwear purchase.
You had no idea, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, it. Eventually, you have to buy them again. When you get to that point where it's just a waistband, it's time to go shopping again.
Exactly. I've been there.
Well, one other thing, too. Like, you're not to the point, though, where for concerts like this Friday, there's no new music at the shows yet. Or are you guys starting to practice some stuff?
Yes. I should have said that. Yes, we are trying out, I think, two of the new songs on Friday at the show at Woodlands Tavern in Columbus, Ohio. So if you show up to the show, you can tell us if the songs are awful, and then we'll maybe rethink about
and
which
try
ones
to
release.
Pick if you think it was one of the ones that Jake wanted as his favorite,
right.
So you guys can tell.
Yes, for sure.
Nikki, what an insightful question.
Oh, thank you.
Like, that was excellent.
That was very good, yeah.
I try every so often.
I'm impressed.
I mean, you guys have your underwear conversation,
right.
But I just wanted to throw something else out there.
Sometimes I forget about the music, you know? I get so focused on other things.
Important things, but still.
All right. Well, Jake, hey, thanks for spending some time with us this morning. And you know what? Best of luck in future underwear tour adventures.
Yes, thank you very much.
Well, we made it.
You have no idea what I've just been through.
If you want to subject yourself to more torture, you can find even more Riot clips online at riot.radiou.com.
Eric, I'm glad you're here. I want to talk to you about something. Nikki was in here a little while ago talking about how she's quit Dr. Pepper.
She just stopped.
She
was tired of the fizz, tired of the flavor, tired of the refreshment.
The syrupy goodness.
No, I have at points in my life had a problem with Diet Dr. Pepper. I really like it. I don't really care for much other soda except this thing called Tahitian Treat and every so often a Diet Coke. But outside of that, it's fine.
Well, the reason I wanted to talk to you about it is because, and I know this is uncomfortable, but I feel like maybe it's a little bit of a failure on your part because you should be applying, like, I can apply pressure during the day, but at night when I'm not there, you've got to be applying pressure.
To drink it?
Like, for example, she's like, hey, can you get me my tea? And then you just have
Dr. Pepper
in a cup and you just give it to her?
You know, or, what I mean? Or I thought you meant like create the emotional situation that she may need to turn to Dr. Pepper.
Please don't. Please don't. Please don't.
I like that even better.
It's like your thing's tough at home.
You know what, you generate a fight and then you're like, oh, honey, I'll make you some tea. And then there's some Dr. Pepper in the cup.
Our water filter thing needs changed on the fridge. You could change it and then to make it come out. Dr. Pepper.
Some salty chips. And I go, how's your... Boy, you thirsty? Water just ain't going to cut it.
Boy, you guys are mean.
You know what? Here's the thing. It's like when people care and all of a sudden you're like, you're mean. It's called tough love. It's about getting somewhere where they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see your on again, off again relationship with Dr. Pepper, I get concerned about it.
I just can't have a balance. You know, some people can be like, oh, I'll just have one every so often.
Uh-huh.
I can't. So therefore.
No, you don't have moderation.
I don't have moderation with it. So I feel like I can't get back on the Diet Dr. Pepper boat.
Oh.
So I'm on a break right now.
And her boat was Fountain Dr. Pepper or Diet Dr. Pepper.
It wasn't because
they used a different sweetener and she definitely had a favor, which is high maintenance. You can't get that from your house.
Oh, I know. I mean, like, that's the thing is, like, to me, it's like there are different purity levels. It's like, all right, well, you know, this is just what they manufacture and it'll get you by. But it is true that certain fountains. The wellspring of life, really.
No, I knew I had a problem, again, when we went to Wendy's, remember? And I told you that both Coke Zero machines, Freestyle machines, yes, were out of Diet Dr. Pepper.
One of them mid-pour.
Mid-pour. And I got mad. And that's when I said, no, we have got to that issue where you're liking the drink more than... You know,
there was a lot like, and then I'm having to constantly run out to the truck stop down the road, get the little foam. We've got trash can full of the foam cups. The EPA is going through our trash saying, no.
No, I just can't do it anymore.
You were sending Eric out to the dealer in the middle of the night to get a fix.
Before you get like how many, I would still only drink like one every couple of days. So it's not. Every day problem, but it was something.
Is this kind of like you're like, well, it's been 2 or 3 weeks and it's only been 8 days.
So I feel like your
numbering system's off. You're like, Eric, I haven't had a Dr. Pepper since this morning. Like, oh, you mean an hour ago?
No,
it was this morning.
I've taken a break and I feel like I can say no to it now. I'm on the other side of that.
I'll tell you what, all this talk about it, I'm going to have to go get some for sure.
For sure. I mean,
I have got to have a Diet Dr. Pepper and soon.
I was surprised a drink didn't appear. You just need something.
So, well, you know what? It's fine, Nikki. You can look on while I'm enjoying happiness and the good life and you can just sit over there with your peasant's drink.
The water?
Yeah. That's right.
The riot's not really here, but it was still kind of funny, wasn't it? Keep listening for more Worst of the Riot or get the full experience right now at riot.radiou.com.
Hello, Aaron of Come Wind fame. How are you, man?
Doing all right, man. What's going on?
Good morning.
You know what? I'm right now in the middle of day two of trying to convince Nikki to go back on Diet Dr. Pepper.
Don't bring this up to him.
Whoa. That is a bold choice. Bold choice.
Well, it tastes more like regular Dr. Pepper.
I don't know why you said that.
I don't think that's true, man.
You don't think so?
I don't think so, man.
So, do you think that Nikki should start drinking it again?
Absolutely not.
If you just joined us, you're like, do you think Nikki should start drinking again? It's like, no, there's more to this.
I said Dr. Pepper, okay?
Just making sure. You need to emphasize that.
So, Aaron, what's your stance? Are you a no-soda guy?
I actually don't drink soda anymore, man. I've been off for like 2 years now.
And
pretty wild.
Okay, how is life?
Great. Fantastic.
See, normally I say no to soda, too, but the last couple of months, I fell off the wagon into a big bucket of Diet Dr. Pepper.
And
I found out it's been at this point 9 days ago that I said no more and I was going back to no soda and
right on.
I'm fine with it. And he's just making a big deal about it.
Aaron, do you hear Aaron over there? He's like, speak truth to power.
I know. I like Aaron.
Yeah.
Aaron is actually great with this. He's wonderful. He's like, yes, let's do this.
Okay. So, no, Aaron, real talk, though. Like, do you think life is better without soda?
I seriously do. Yeah, I used to drink it, like, all the time. I used to drink, like, you know, at least, like, some pop a day.
Right.
It was bad. And I just felt, like, I don't know, really, like, sluggish and... yeah, it was bad, man. But I feel like way better not drinking it.
Now, do you have coffee or wait? You drink tea, don't you?
Yeah,
That's just like you, Nikki.
Can I do the show with Aaron some morning?
You know what?
Just him and I.
Yeah, because I'm so sluggish, I'll just stay in bed.
I know you won't be able to get up.
No problem.
Because he's a coffee and a soda drinker.
Yeah,
he's got everything.
I drink it all. I'll take it. So, Aaron, how are things with you and Come Wind?
They're good, man. They're good.
Now, what does good mean?
Oh, man, we're stoked, dude. We got some new stuff coming out. I'm not really allowed to say, but we got some new stuff coming out. And then we announced a tour last week that we're doing. So we're stoked. We're excited.
Now, Aaron, I have to tease you because yesterday we did talk with Jake from The Orphan the Poet. He said the same exact thing. New music and stuff coming. We just can't talk anything about it yet.
Well, yeah, ours is it's a little different. We did some work on some like video stuff and things like that. So not necessarily like brand new music, but maybe some alternate things and stuff like that that we're excited to get out.
Now, how long till your news will be available for everybody to hear?
Probably pretty soon. Probably like next month.
Next month? Okay. Cool.
Now, I see you're going to be touring with My Epic. We actually just started playing My Epic. What's the story on the tour?
Oh, man, we're stoked. I've listened to My Epic for a couple of years now. The past couple albums they put out I just think are great. I think they... it's kind of funny, when we were on tour like a year or two ago, we actually, one of our off days, stopped to watch them in one of the cities. Like, we weren't on the show, we just wanted to see them. So, I think they seem like awesome guys, and we're just stoked that they asked us to go, so.
Will this be your first time on tour, like, hanging out with them, or being with them, or doing a show? Okay.
Absolutely.
So, how did you end up getting hooked up with them to do the tour?
They had just asked us, I don't know, last month sometime, to see if we were interested, and we were like, absolutely, let's do it.
Right on. So that tour kicks off, it looks like, wait for it, April 29th in Lynchburg, Virginia.
Yep.
Okay, cool. So we're talking to Aaron, from Come Wind, and, he's not a soda drinker. And he's going on tour with My Epic.
New Come Wind stuff, or like news coming on something soon within the next month. Uh-huh. Can't commit, though, to a specific date, but just soon.
And he's going to be playing along with The Orphan the Poet this Friday night at Woodlands Tavern in Columbus, Ohio.
And next time Obi's not in, Aaron will come in. And join me, and we'll have tea and some water.
Substitute host.
Exactly. You know what? You guys what do you do when you get in the ring and you tag out or whatever?
Yeah.
You're going to tag out. Aaron's coming in, and we'll hydrate. We're going to have a really good morning.
I'm totally down for that.
Yeah, you are, because you'd get the morning off. That's so right. You'd be super excited.
That's right. I'm good. Well, Aaron, it's been good talking to you, man. Is there anything else we should know before we hang up on you?
Nah, dude, we're just stoked for the show this weekend.
It'd be great. Right. Sweet, man. Well, hey, hang on for us just 1 second. Aaron from Come Wind.
Joining Jake from The Orphan the Poet. Everybody will be getting together this Friday. That's in Columbus. And then details on the tour with My Epic that starts later this month. Grab that all through RadioU.com.
You thought that was good. Seriously, what is wrong with you? You can find some decent Riot clips online at riot.radioU.com.
Let's say that you're on the side of the road and your car is catching fire.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying it's happened to me, but it has happened to people in the past. And a police officer stops to help you. And that's when you've got to figure out what you're going to do with all that heroin.
Because it can't just be a simple car fire, can it? There has to be something worse.
I mean, my thought is like, well, just throw it on the fire and let it burn. Yeah. But Then again, I don't have any real attachment to the heroine where I would start referring to it as my heroine or, you know, something
my beloved.
Like that. Right. Nothing like that.
But you need to realize is you've got to know that one of you is going to get in more trouble, and it's not going to be the actual heroine itself. It's going to be you for dealing with that.
So Lane did what, you know, anybody would do in these particular circumstances, and that he swallowed the five bags of heroin.
I was worried you were going to say that.
And he had a bong that he, let's just say he tried to hide that somewhere else.
I gotcha. You
decide for yourself.
This all sounds like this man has a problem.
Yeah. Well, you know, the funny thing was, is that if he was trying to avoid getting into trouble after he swallowed the heroin and placed the bong, he then grabbed a rifle to get the threaten the police with his rifle.
So then they're going to obviously...
Well, yeah.
You're getting in more trouble. He panicked. Which meant he probably was on something as well, which causes more panic.
Right. And then it turns out he was the guy they were looking for who had recently robbed a house and stole about $100,000 worth of stuff.
Yeah, so he's got a lot of charges.
So, I mean, you know, your first reaction is like, hey, we need to stop swallowing the heroin. All right? Never do that. But in reality, we're actually going to have to rewind the story way, way farther back than that before we get to good choices.
He hasn't made many.
Like we're going to have to go so far back to find a good choice.
I'm sure you're a good person, but you have made some bad decisions. It doesn't make you a bad person, just right. Some bad choices.
Right. So we're going to have to take you to the intensive care unit and get you to throw the heroin.
Then your car's probably gone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's
burned.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's probably. My guess is, like, when you got your rifle out to point it at the police, they became less concerned about the condition of your vehicle.
Making sure the fire's out.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I always fear, like, that'd be a great fear of mine, because what can you do if your car catches on fire?
Nothing.
Just like, nope, watch it burn.
Call someone. And I guess not the police. With the heroin and all.
Yes, with that. Yeah, because they were looking for you.
You know what? His story really starts at a party somewhere where someone offered him something for the first time. So I don't want to get all whatever, but maybe just say no next time.
I think at this point you can go ahead and be all whatever.
Okay.
You just listened to some of the worst of the riot, but there's more where that came from.
I know. I checked. Online.
Get the full experience at riot.radiou.com.